Gobble, gobble. Gobble, gobble.
I'm not having a glass of wine. I'm having six. It's called a tasting, and it's classy.
Well, howdy, Pilgrim. Remember when John Wayne called people? I mean, we don't remember at our age, but, like, that was a thing that people called each other, Pilgrim.
That was a, what do you mean? Like
John Wayne was like, well, hi there, Pilgrim.
Like, in lieu of saying, like, hey, guy, hey,
yeah.
Friend,
yeah.
Hey, Pilgrim, why don't we bring that back?
I mean, we might as well. John Wayne got caught being a racist in old Playboy issues that resurfaced recently. So, I mean, I don't think he's going to fight us. Plus, his real name was something like Marion or some shit. So,
I mean, I would take it, man, being named Marion to be racist, to be honest with you. But, you know, those were the times. Welcome to another episode, though, of Beers and Beers. I am your co-host, K-Bob, with my good buddy, Tan 4. Two beers with Nathan. Let's go.
So if I was a pilgrim, I wonder if I would be like two Capricorns of mead or some shit. I wonder if pilgrims drink beer. Anyway, all the pilgrim talks, because we're coming up on the week of Thanksgiving. It's going to be a very holiday-centric episode.
Oh, yeah.
At least according to the three notes we write down for preparation.
True that. I love Thanksgiving. I wouldn't say it's like my favorite holiday, but it's one step closer to my favorite holiday, which leads me to a question. When is too early to decorate for Christmas?
Okay, so now I'm going to take the approach of trying to appease all beings, all right? This is more that approach than my own opinion, all right? I want that on the record, all right? Scratch that record, that's on it. I think the third to last week of November, even if Thanksgiving doesn't fall then. For example, this week. I feel like Thanksgiving should have been today, but Thanksgiving falls next Thursday because of the whole fourth Thursday thing. So it feels
right.
Extra late. So I'm going to have the caveat of the third week of November, whether there's Thanksgiving or not, I say go for it. If that means Thanksgiving gets a little more evergreen Christmas lady in the bitch, let it have it. And I think that can be a compromise everyone can agree on. Then you get a solid six weeks of the holiday spirit.
Yeah, and what really kind of pisses me off, because I'm an early decorator, like, we decorated on Veterans Day last year and this year. Like, we go hard, and that's technically the second week in November. What drives me crazy are the people that are like, it's too early. What do you mean? Like, how do you decorate for Thanksgiving? Tell me that, where it looks good. You put a bunch of orange shit around in those fucking weird fucking dick-shaped baskets with pumpkins coming out.
It's all vegetables that don't even look like genitalia, so you can't trust them. Dude, I tried looking up sexy Thanksgiving outfits for women. Nothing. There's nothing to beat your meat
they
to on Thanksgiving.
They don't exist,
just
man.
Just stuff your face with meat, man.
Unless you're looking for a good nut sack, that's the only good thing you'll find out of Thanksgiving attire, man. I don't understand why people are so butthurt about it. It's just almost like it's a thing to be a thing. Like, I'm going to be mad, though I'm not really mad. It's too early to decorate for Christmas. It's too early to be happy. Fuck you. Christmas
gets,
is the happiest time of the year.
It gets cold, man. It gets cold. So, like, if you're doing any outside decorations, why would you not want to get it done sooner than later? I mean, it's daylight savings time, dude. At 3 o'clock, the sun's out, and I can't do shit because reverse vampire, you know?
I didn't specify. No, that's a good point. I didn't specify. I decorate the inside of my house. The outside of my house usually comes day of Thanksgiving if I'm home, or day after, so Black Friday.
I'm just gonna say, think all of it as a whole, though, for decoration, you know, because getting into inside versus outside. Now, I'll throw this caveat out there. I think you shouldn't start Christmas music until the night of Thanksgiving.
That I agree with.
Yeah, and I know you got kids. A couple close friends of ours got kids too, so I know they like to watch like The Grinch on Netflix. Home Alone's got, you know, there's a lot of cool stuff on Disney Plus.
It's become
Disney
a year-round thing, actually, now watching The Grinch. It's not even a fucking Christmas thing anymore, which I'm cool with.
But having kids, and there's certain movies where, like, I get it. Now, there's certain Christmas movies, and we'll talk way more about Christmas in upcoming episode, guys. Don't worry. That you do need to, I feel like you need to ramp your way up to Christmas. And just, I'm going to throw this out there, and we'll get back to Thanksgiving. Like, I don't think you can actually legally watch Jingle All the Way with Sinbad and Arnold Schwarzenegger till at least December 1st.
Shit, that one. I forgot about that one. That's a great movie. What does he say when he says, like, Turbo Man? What's the little kid's name? He's like, fucking, like, Johnny Turbo Man.
No, he gets, he's like, Charlie, are you sure you're going to give this gift to the weird postman? Yeah. And he's like, I got the real Turbo Man at home.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it's a real feel-good movie. And then he became the governor.
Yeah,
what a weird world.
Dude, his first movie was called Hercules in New York, and
I've seen it.
His English is so bad that it's dubbed over, and there's a scene where he gets out and karate fights a guy in a fucking bear suit in Central Park. The bear's going like this and shit, dude. It looks like
no wonder he's that makes me happy, man.
I guess that new Terminator didn't do good at the box office or get good reviews. I'm not surprised.
You know why? Because everybody's so fucking sick of remakes. Stop remaking shit.
Gang shit, man. I 100% agree. You had something to say on the Charlie's Angel movie.
Yeah, which, I did, again, actually.
Third remake, dude.
I want to commend all the females out there that aren't putting up with that shit, saying like, nah, this definitely isn't a feminist thing. This definitely isn't a thing about people not going to the movies because it's a movie about females. That's not it. It's all about the fact that it's a fucking remake and nobody gives a shit. That's why nobody went to it. Same thing with the Ghostbusters remake. Honestly, had it been dudes dressed as the Ghostbusters, it would have produced the same amount of numbers. Nobody would have cared because it's not the OG crew. It's just there's something about a classic that you just don't touch it. Now, an example of something that thrived that was a remake was It. And I think horror movies are different.
Yeah, that's.
I think horror movies are different.
I don't mean to step on you. I think you're right. I agree with you on that. Also, technology changed. The first one was a made-for-TV movie, and then they made a rated R theater movie, so they were able to do a lot more with it. So that is a good example, but also a poor example. If that makes sense. You know what it is, dude. To me, that's comparing like, well, if Bart Starr did this, but Aaron Rodgers did this. Like, too much has changed to compare.
I think
with the Charlie's Angels reboots, dude, I think you got it right. Even Ghostbusters, because not enough technology. You had four real famous women in that people find hysterical. I think it's more people, as much as nostalgia sells better than sex, I think people are just over it. And I mean, honestly, who watches spy movies anymore, really, you know?
In 20 years, if they did a remake of Forgetting Sarah Marshall, which is a banger and one of my favorite movies of all time, I wouldn't fucking care to see it. It's not the original.
I mean,
there's some things that you got to keep it in the original form.
You don't see a whole lot of reboots of comedies. You don't even see a lot of comedy movies out anymore.
Except The Hangover. The Hangover did too many. It would have been a cult classic had it just made one, just like Superbad. They knew when to stop. They had talked about doing a second one for a long time, and they're like, no, nope. And they did Pineapple Express instead, which is great. Another great cult following movie. I love that shit. And that is why Seth Rogen is smarter than all of us.
Seth Rogen. Yeah,
exactly.
That's funny. No, yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, so talking about reboots and shit, dude, I found out today they're going to reboot Lizzie McGuire. I think that's a little more when you were growing up than me. You remember that show?
Yeah, don't. I mean, it's just not. Let's not do that. Don't remake anything from the 90s that, you know what I mean? Like, for.
Was that as late as the 90s or was that early 2000s?
I think it was 90s. I remember it being on the Disney Channel.
The whole reason I even brought that up is because we talked about mentioning reboots. But the other thing is, dude, Hilary Duff does not get enough credit for being thick and sexy.
She's pretty good looking. I enjoy her. But seeing on the rebooting thing, Netflix is sneaking. I don't know if I talked about this in the last episode or not, but they're like sneaking through the G string, trying to get all, you know, clever on us, competing with Disney Plus, and they're gonna do remakes.
Rugrats is one of them.
But they're marketing themselves as bringing in Nickelodeon classics, and everybody's going fucking crazy because everyone loves the old 90s Nickelodeon shit. Doug, Ah Real Monsters, Angry Beavers, Rocko's Modern Life, Cat Dog.
I wonder if kids would still Rocket find Power. That stuff as entertaining, because kids don't watch cartoons. Now, hold on, let me finish that sentence. Kids don't watch cartoons. They watch computer animated cartoons. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't do like that hand-drawn style really anymore on anything. So I wonder if kids would actually like gravitate towards it, or if they're counting on us force feeding it to our kids and watching it ourselves.
So I didn't stop watching cartoons till I was like, I mean, I think I watched cartoons until like in high school. No shame, because the cartoons were just that good. Kids these days stop watching cartoons after like Paw Patrol, and then they go into like real life shit. Like, that's when the YouTube videos come out. I mean, YouTube is so much bigger.
YouTube's pretty much TV now, man. It's wild.
It's taken over. Kids enjoy seeing other kids doing things. And I think a lot of that started when they were doing like reality shows of kids on like these networks, and then all of a sudden it transposed into this, like, anybody can go do this on YouTube, and that's taken over. Yeah, it's definitely a different world we're living in today, that's for sure.
Okay, back to Thanksgiving. You want to talk about a different world? History says Pocahontas would have been either 10 or 12 when all that shit that made her famous went down.
Whoa.
Get this. She didn't marry that John Smith, super white name. Did not marry this dude. Also, she was paraded to England, where she was married and shown as a sophisticated savage that changed to Christianity, but she died at 21 from some like weird, hey, I don't live here disease.
Whoa. Pocahontas is racist as fuck.
Pretty much.
I mean no, you watch that shit from the beginning and it's like, whoa. Whoa. Yeah, that shit's crazy. Crazy. Well, definitely not one of my favorite Disney movies at all. I mean, I know it's a classic, but I'm not about it. I actually just watched Tangled for the first time. Have you seen that one?
No, everyone tells me it's good, though. And Mandy Moore is the voice, dude. And you know that
is that who it is? That's why I'm so turned on by her.
There's a lot of things that we're going to say we're this podcast, we're that podcast, but there is zero doubt that we're a pro Mandy Moore podcast.
You bet your ass. Speaking of, did you catch the season finale?
No, I'm one episode behind.
We won't talk about it.
But we'll talk about this from the episode before, all right? The Thanksgiving episode, actually, by coincidence for them. Her, and my father has Alzheimer's, so I relate to this a little bit extra, but it's not a pity party with me saying this. The way she's acting as older Rebecca, that's how it is, man. Like, they don't know they're forgetting stuff sometimes, mm-hmm. or it's like that embarrassment and stuff. And she's doing a real good job of showing that. And dude, she's an all-time rocket, dude. Like,
Mandy Moore, man. Oh. We don't deserve her.
No, we don't.
She's been around for a while. Dude, and
I Want Candy, I think it was.
No, that was Aaron Carter. That was Aaron Carter.
Was it?
Yeah, definitely a dude that did that one. Yeah, what? I Want Candy was Aaron Carter.
Yeah, but Mandy, was it just Candy? It was just Candy.
Yeah, it was just Candy. Now listen, you the candy. Yeah.
I want candy. Do you hear that motherfucker like was talking about killing his Backstreet Boy brother? And dude, he's fucking
insane, man. Childhood stardom is not a good thing, ever. Ask sure. any childhood star, except for Hillary Duff. She did okay.
But yeah, she was. She did. She actually was married to an NHL player a while, but she didn't really like blow up. You know, like she's been doing kind of B-list shit.
Yeah, you know? You think of childhood stars like Michael Jackson, Macaulay Culkin, That one dude from The Sixth Sense, nothing really happened to him. He just got really fat and aged real bad.
He still does some stuff, though. So.
Yeah, I've seen him in some shit. He was actually in that... What?
Josh Brolin, he played... He was in Goonies.
Yep.
He aged well. Sean Astin, Lord of the Rings. He was the gay brother in 50 First Dates. That's a funny movie, dude. With my friend, and take steroids and start to lactate.
That is a very good movie. That's an underrated movie. I don't think like people give it enough credit because for some reason people love to hate Adam Sandler. I can understand that. But they also love to hate Drew Barrymore. People love to hate her.
Snyder, dude. But you know what? These people... When Deuce Bigelow and Male Gigolo came out, that was the movie, okay? It was hysterical. Adam Sandler and Schneider on SNL, like, listen, yeah, they make some shit, but don't act like they don't have an audience and some people enjoy it. Our guy Gator loves dumb humor. Does he not deserve to laugh? Do Gators not get the same respect as other human beings?
I agree.
Damn.
Wholeheartedly.
Real quick, Hit and Run with Dax Shepard and Bradley Cooper is on Netflix.
Who's the chick? Isn't that
Kristen Bell? She was in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
You showed me that movie at your house. I remember watching that with you, and it is a really good movie. And it's just like low key. It didn't go anywhere.
Yeah,
kind of like Goon.
Oh, Goon, that's a great example.
Goon didn't go anywhere. That's a fucking great movie too. Yeah. Shit.
For sure.
Anyway, I don't even know how we got on that tangent, but I liked it.
I got another tangent before we do our best of draft.
Can you make it like 45 seconds of you talking so I can go make a drink?
Oh, for sure.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so first off, and we're gonna stick with Thanksgiving on this topic, but man, just because it's Thanksgiving doesn't mean that you got to see family, okay? And we're going to dive a little more into some of that talk and stuff. But, like, just because they're blood doesn't mean they're real family, man. Like, you don't got to be dealing with that shit and stuff. And here's my big thing on this. I hate seeing my cousin's kids and all these other kids that I don't even know their middle names and shit, let alone who their daddies are, eating shit wrong. Dude, I hate seeing kids eat shit wrong. Now, once I realize that you are potty trained, then is when the judging starts, okay? Once you're potty trained, I'm judging how you eat. And if I see you do something like eat a fucking hamburger upside down, or I just, you know, eat, there's just, if you eat food fucking wrong once you're potty trained, I guarantee you are an unplanned child. Now, your parents might still love you, and they also might still take the approach of like, well, we just said we'll see what happens. That's cool. But the moment they lay down to make you, you were not planned. If you're out there eating fucking burgers with a sesame seed hitting your tongue versus the roof of your mouth. So because of that reason, I'm not out here trying to pay attention to like, oh, what's cousin so-and-so's kid doing on Thanksgiving? I don't know. I don't even know who your dad is. Welcome back. How's your drink? What'd you make?
Vodka soda. Real good. I caught part of that, and I agree with the eating food wrong. I yell at my kid all the time, who's gonna be 7 here in about a week, less than a week, holy shit, and he eats his pizza upside down. Like, he's got the cheese that way down, and I'm like, what are you doing? Like,
when you conceived him, were you attempting to birth him?
Yeah, so maybe it's my fault, you know? Yeah, no, I was attempting. For
like,
sure.
That moment, it wasn't just like you looked at like an ovulation schedule or thought.
No.
Like,
oh no, we didn't like measure it out. It was just kind of like we had a goal to have one.
Well,
maybe it wasn't in that moment.
If he's that's what I'm saying though, and it might have been like, oh hey, we're just not going to be safe. We want a kid, and that's fine. I'm not saying that, you know, it's like little bastard children or anything like that. What I'm saying is,
no, I don't take it that way.
The time that you Michael Phelps'd him, you were just happy to get some. You weren't thinking about making a child.
And
that's why you gave him this learning disability called upside down foodness.
Sucks, man. It sucks. And it's the only fucking thing that he does is it's with pizza. And I don't understand. It's like, you know, there's a right way and then there's your way. Don't
the wrong
do
way.
It
Call it
that
it
way.
Is, man.
Yeah,
so,
it is wrong.
So I started that whole rant kind of talking about how I personally don't think people need to feel obligated to do shit for Thanksgiving. I personally don't. You've seen it. I get drunk by myself and eat ramen noodles and watch the game.
I guess.
What I was going off of is like, you're going to see your cousin who has a kid and you don't even know the kid's name or the dad of the kid's name and stuff. Like, I think people get a little too caught up in the
quote at Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Or
oh,
just get
that
other shit, man. Like, no. I'm all about that intimacy. And to me, it's like, be with the people you're truly thankful for, not to get all like holiday spirit and stuff, but the obligation behind the holidays, any holiday, I say fuck off.
Yeah, no, I get it. That's why people do Friendsgiving and stuff. I think that's cool. But I think regular Thanksgiving, I agree. I hate being with people I don't know. It's only happened a handful of times to me, and I fucking... Like, why am I forcing myself to do this? I don't want to do this. And it's gotten better now, getting older, and I just start cutting out all that bullshit. I'm going to live my life. Fuck you. And I agree with you. It's not getting holiday spirity. It's true. I'm not... Life's too short to spend time with people you don't give a shit about.
Absolutely. All right, hold on. Let me pull up. Oh, real quick, shout out to our guy Josh. He sent us a Merry Fuck Kill. Homer Simpson, Hank Hill, Peter Griffin. Caleb, you go first. I don't want to dive too much into this one. We talked about it on the Instagram, but I want to do acknowledge it on the show.
Okay, simple. I am going to marry Hank. I'm going to fuck Homer. I'm going to kill Peter.
Gang boy, same thing. All right, so the one we're gonna do for the show is a full one, and hey, send those in to us, guys. Like, we'll do them, and most of the time we'll do them a little more authentically. But just fuck that one. All right, so fuck, marry, kill this week, Caleb. You wrote it. We got Thanksgiving traditions.
This one is really hard, man. This one was like, as I wrote it out, I was like, this is really good, but I want to fuck all of them.
So, you know? Well, that's the point of this game, man. Like. And I'll tell you what, we'll start doing Would You Rathers too. And Would You Rather is what it is. And it's a game that Caleb and I, when we get together with friends and family, like, we play a lot of. And
I have your official Two Beers Night Edition.
I made like a list. I pillaged the internet, man. I pilgrimed it. Or do pilgrims pillage, or do they just show up and farm?
They just show up and kill you.
Yeah, they give you a blanket that makes you sick. So anyway, it should be hard. And the fact is, answer. It's not supposed to be easy or fun. So anyway, this week is Thanksgiving traditions.
Oh, God, I love this. All right, so the first tradition is football all day. The second one is day drinking. And the third one is Black Friday. Now, I know Black Friday is dear to your heart, so I'm very excited to hear your answers. Go ahead and kick us off with the fuck, kill, and marry.
All right. So it is. I enjoy it because every year I go out and I get a couple seasons of DVDs for my collection. I usually pick up like a video game or two to play for the year. Historically, that's when I'll get mad, and I got it early this year. And it was just kind of something that I always did just to get deals. Like this year, I got to get a dog crate because I got a new puppy, which we'll introduce her on this one a little bit. But I will say this, when it's compared to these two things, it falls into the kill range because being a 31-year-old adult, it's so hard for me to get shit for myself. I don't buy for many people, and not to brag, but I'm a real good gift giver, and I don't really tend to buy gifts from the places that I try to put a lot of thought behind it. And that's not the shit you're usually going to find on Black Friday sale. So I'm going to kill it because Amazon. Wow.
I'm actually shocked. Yeah. I respect the move, though.
So, and then I'm going to fuck football all day. And there's two big reasons for that. And it's two big D's. Dallas and Detroit, they're always the football games. I like the tradition. I love me some tradition. Like they say in Letterkenny, you don't fuck with tradition.
Redskins, but too.
Redskins don't play every year.
Redskins play every year.
I don't think so.
Pretty sure they do.
Either way, for sure Dallas and Detroit do. Guaranteed home games for them.
That is for sure they do.
I could be wrong on the Redskins because they're so pitiful.
I will fact check that, but I'm almost positive.
So, but they historically, those teams have been very up and down. Dallas is usually pretty good with it, on Thanksgiving Day. And I hate – football's a sport that you can't go, like, to 1960 for stats when comparing shit. But anyway, there's some bad games. Like, I think Detroit is playing Chicago on Thanksgiving, so it's going to be like battle of the shitty backup quarterbacks. Dallas will have
a game. Stop you real quick. Yeah, that was just, you know, kind of a very insensitive of me. I assume Indians affiliated with Thanksgiving.
Oh, dude, is that why you thought that?
You know what I'm saying?
I didn't even put that together.
It's not the Redskins. I'm just thinking about the Indians in general. And
yes or no? Do you think they should change that name?
No, absolutely not. Okay. Not at all. As an Indian, and I'm not just one of those guys that's like, it's just like, I am an Indian. You know, I got like 25% of me. Like, I have enough in my body that I could collect from the state. As the representative of all Native Americans, I say keep it. You know, it's what, really, come on. It's not a big deal. I mean, I don't, whatever. Well,
I think it's one of those things that it's been named that for so long. I say screw it, keep it.
Yeah, exactly. It's not meant to be. Not meant to be racist. I really don't believe that.
So that's why I'm gonna fuck football all day, because sometimes it's great, sometimes it's good, but you're getting it either way. And then I'm just gonna marry day drinking, because that's essentially my way of life. So I mean, it's kind of my religion.
Pretty close. I'm pretty close with you as far as my picks go.
Reasoning?
No, not for reasoning. For picks. We've been close for a lot of these. I'm going to kill Black Friday. I've never been a Black Friday shopper. I went one time, saw the lines, got angry, went to a corner, bought something that wasn't even on sale. Bought like a fucking pot set or something that was literally full price. What the fuck? Stupid. I hated it. So fuck Black Friday. Cyber Monday's where it's at. Where my fans at? Let's go. Cyber Monday, what's up? And then I'm going to definitely marry football all day. I'm going to marry football all day. I wish football was year round. Not really for their health. I know that's not possible, but I love football so much. Fantasy football, just the game in general. God damn it. I could do that on the daily. So I'm going to marry the fuck out of that. And then finally, I'm going to fuck day drinking, because who doesn't like a good day drink? I don't care what day of the week it is, what the significance of the day is. It could be a fucking Tuesday and I got a day off. I'm going to day drink. It sounds like a fucking blast.
For sure. I got two thoughts on before we get to our best of draft. I got two thoughts on some topics from there. First off, people that fight on Black Friday. First off, if you're going to record it, turn your phone. If you're going to record the people that are stupid enough to go fist fight over saving 40% on a product that they did 70% less work on. Guess why those TVs are so cheap? Because they're missing features. They're made with lesser products. They're thrown together quick. There's a reason you can't be like, can I just go over here and get the one off the shelf? No, you got to get the ones that come onto the pallets and stuff, because they're dirt cheap and that's what's expected. Now, with the football thing, everyone's always talking about the celebrations. Oh, did you see that celebration? You know, it was so cool. I think we need to add more sports to that, and we need to turn it into like ice dancing or ice skating, where they get a
ice
score.
Ice dancing? What the fuck is ice dancing?
I've got ice skating, where there should be some judges and they give scores. And if you get so many, if you get the highest average score at the end of the year, you get a prize, an additional challenge, an additional draft pick. Because I'm getting real sick of not always knowing what the athletes are doing. And I think if they had a little more incentive in it, they would do some better ones.
That's true. Speaking of, I'm really excited to ice skate on my lake. It's freezing over, and we're going to go play some hockey out there. You want to come out and play some real, real hard ice hockey, because it's going to be all bumpy and shit, and you might actually hit like a tree. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely get up there. It's really? And that freezes over, huh?
Hell yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, man, I'm excited about it.
So yeah, like one of the things I thought about is like, say your team has the highest average score. And the reason I'm saying average is because if your team sucks and doesn't score much, like you need a chance to be able to still do something with it. But like maybe your team can say, hey, we're not going to London this year. or some shit. Like, make it a...
Like that. If your team has to go to London, because they never give them the good games, and they've admitted that. They know that. They know they're not getting the quality NFL teams.
Yeah. Dude, you think you're going to see a Bear-Packer game? You think you're going to see a Cincinnati Steelers game?
That's like, when you know you fucked up, man. Royally. That's when you know you fucked up, is when you... And nothing against London. It's just, that's just what the NFL's done. They've brought shit teams to you. I apologize. But now, in the States, we look at it as a total... fucking mistake.
I don't think Green Bay has played a London game before.
They haven't.
Well, it's your puppy, huh? That's Riley. This is Maple. Say hi.
Look at the puppies.
Yeah.
Riley and Maple. They were both bought within a week of each other. They look a little similar, but one's going to get a lot bigger than the other. And that wasn't even planned. That just happened kind of... That was fun. Yeah. I didn't even know you were getting a dog.
Yep, so if you don't like, share, subscribe this podcast, this is my Thanksgiving dinner. Okay? 16-pound turkey who acts like a turkey. So what kind of dog is Riley?
Riley is a French bulldog mixed with a pug.
Dang, we got some English up in here. Maple is an English mastiff.
I was going to ask.
All up in Europe.
All mastiffs are fucking huge. This is as big as Riley's going to get right here. This is the size. So the size of... Actually, your dog as a puppy is bigger than her as a grown-ass female, which is pretty fucking crazy.
Oh, why does puppy breath taste smell like shit?
Taste smell like shit. I'd buy that t-shirt.
Taste smell like shit. So, all right, let's do a best of draft. We say for Thanksgiving traditions. So let's do, we discovered snake draft doesn't make sense when there's just
two. Well, no, it wasn't Thanksgiving traditions. I thought we were going to do food. Thanksgiving food.
Yeah, food. That's right. We're going to do food. All right, Thanksgiving food. We'll do three apiece. Why don't you go first?
My numero uno is cranberry sauce out of a can.
Dang.
Yeah, I love that shit. Fight me on that. Please, somebody fight me on that because I love me some canned cranberry sauce. Not that homemade shit. They get too extra with it. Straight out the can. I'm a Spam man too. I like anything out of a can. You really can't fucking do wrong in a can. Think about it.
My number one's stuffing, and pretty much just, yeah, out of the box. Like, I wouldn't know the difference between out of the box stuffing and other stuffing.
I agree. Yeah, it's good. You can't go wrong there. You can't really fuck it up. Well, I'm sure you could fuck it up, but yeah, I don't know. That's the one I want to know.
Yeah. All right, what's your number two?
My number two is going to be just the fucking standard mashed potatoes because you just mix it in with everything. Like, I'm the kind of guy that, like, gets it all on my plate, and I'm just going to fucking mix it into one big casserole, and that's, like, the main ingredient to it.
All right, so my number two is, I'm going to say... gravy. I feel like a lot of times gravy is frowned upon throughout the year unless it's a holiday meal. So I like just like having gravy on fucking everything. And obviously, I don't mean biscuits gravy, like whatever that, I don't even know what's in it. Like the gravy that, you know, you put on the turkey and the mashed potatoes and stuff.
Now, we're obviously not going to say turkey because that's like the main course, right? Like we're going to do like strictly sides here.
You could say it's just for me, man. Like I enjoy a turkey if it's made. But I've been at plenty of Thanksgivings where someone makes a ham or a roast.
I was just going to say, man, I would prefer a ham, to be honest with you. I eat turkey because it's a tradition, and I'm all about tradition, as is tradition. But honestly, I like ham a lot better. I like ham leftovers more than I like turkey leftovers.
It doesn't dry and stuff, so that's a big thing. So what are you going for your third then, though?
I'm going to go with... Oh man, I don't know. There's too much. Oh, I hate when I drink. I get all hiccupy. I like bread, any kind of bread, rolls, or any sort of carb that goes along with the dish.
Yeah, for sure.
I get down with that. Yeah, I like that. A Hawaiian roll. If you bring a Hawaiian roll to the Thanksgiving feast, you win. I'm all for it.
Mine's pretty similar, and I've no one's ever made it for me, but I've had it on the few times I've been to like a restaurant either the day before or after, and they do like a special Thanksgiving type meal. Bread pudding. I love bread pudding. I don't know what the fuck it is. It just tastes like French toast essentially, but I love it.
I thought that was just in a song. I didn't know that was really a thing.
Yeah, dude, it's a thing, man. I think it might be a little more southern.
Yeah, it might be, because I've never actually... Maybe I've had it. I don't know. If I've had it, I didn't remember it. My dessert of choice would probably be either... Ah, shit. It's between apple or pumpkin. I'd probably apple pie.
Yeah, I'm not a big pie guy. Well, that's not true. I like lemon meringue. I like key lime. But apple pie, dude, a good homemade apple pie. It's the best. And I don't normally fucks with the ice cream because it does shit to my gut. But you get a real fresh hot piece of apple pie and you drop that dairy hitter on there. Dude, it gets it right in all the right places. It's pretty much food orgy.
It's true. Do you watch the Macy's Day Parade?
No, dude, I don't get that. I don't get parades, dude. An organized traffic stop?
I watch it. It's
Why?
Funny. I'm gonna. I don't know.
Different balloons, dude. Do you have to see a 90-foot Garfield? When's the last time Garfield was relevant?
Honestly, I can say I don't sit there and watch it. It's on in the background while we're like getting shit prepped, and I don't know, man. It makes me feel good. I don't know if it's because the commentators are so happy, or if just the whole tradition aspect of it makes me feel good. I really don't know, but I gets down with it.
I hate parades, man. I don't get it.
I don't know, man.
Your Puerto Rican Pride, Memorial Day. Like, listen, some of these are for good causes and shit, but
yeah,
why you gotta stop traffic?
As you said Memorial Day, you're like, fuck, that makes sense. I didn't mean that.
Listen, man, like, do something in a park. You know, like, why you gotta stop traffic? Why you gonna throw Tootsie Rolls at children? Like, you're not even throwing good candy. Oh,
it's
hey, let's
true.
Have... Let's have the mayor wave at us from the back of a convertible Sebring. Tang, you sure got a cool town, guy.
He does. Speaking of cool, quick intervention with you. All right, and no, it's not about your drinking. I'm not concerned with you. You know, you've been posting a lot of content. You've been liking a lot of your own content. But in addition to the liking your own content, you've been commenting on a lot of your own content. And I'm really concerned. I mean...
How do you say I'm commenting on
shit?
Because
there was literally... All right. So there was one in particular that I was concerned. You posted an article from Barstool about Mitch Trubisky. And then you liked it. And then you commented something like... fucking crazy, like, dude. Literally, like, you had a whole goddamn conversation with yourself on Facebook.
Listen,
and I'm just
big.
Like, hold on, I know you live in Janesville by yourself now, but what the fuck?
Listen, you big idiot, when you share an article to our fantasy football group page, you can't put anything for the title, it just shares. So I had to comment on it so I could say my thought on it. This wasn't like...
That's how it looked. It's just the principle I'll behind it.
I'll give you that. I can understand how that would look.
Can you do, like, for the people that are actually watch these videos, and if you post this one, please take a screenshot of that, post it with this intervention, and get some... I want to know, am I wrong here?
You are.
I get your... I Dude, get your argument, but maybe that's just a really well-planned argument.
There's 10 other people in our fantasy league. One of them will listen to this.
I'm super concerned.
I thought you were going to say something like, and I'll be honest, like, I'll post shit on the Beards and Beers page, and then I'll comment under my personal Two Beers page. So, like, I thought you were talking about that, how, like, I'll put something and then, like, answer a Mary fuck kill or some shit like that. I thought
that
you were talking about
get.
That. I'm trying to, like, matrix myself and have
that I understand, but when you posted an article liked it and then commented on said article. I was going to comment on it too, but I didn't, just for the sheer enjoyment of just seeing you have a full circle interaction with yourself, opposed to like and a comment. You literally did all the above. The only other thing you could have done is just message yourself and be like, "Hey, you up?" Which I can't even confirm that you didn't do.
That's actually pretty funny.
But listen, you make a good point, and that's why I just need to bring it out, and we just talk it out, and I understand now.
And I'll give you this, and this is the spirit of Thanksgiving, understanding, coming together, because I see how you could think that scrolling through your page and seeing that.
I don't know what happened to Facebook recently, but I got this update where all I can see are like three people's posts, and you happen to be one of them. And I've just seen all your shit for like the past week.
So I've actually had my Facebook, my Facebook is for an odd number, 300 friends. I don't know what the fuck it is. I have it pretty much set up where I see maybe five people and like the seven different pages that I watch, like hockey or comics or comedy shit. So if 295 people had kids and they only told on there, I would have zero idea.
That's fair.
And I don't much care for Facebook. I prefer the gram personally. So that's a thing, but it's wild. You know what else is wild? Okay.
What's wild?
People, corn used to be called maize. Like, you're going to get lost in something. Like, trust me, you're not losing corn. It's coming out the same way. Why'd they call it maize?
Wait. They used to be called maize?
Yeah, dude. Corn, your people used to call corn maize.
Wait. Oh, I thought you were talking about the band. I thought you were saying that they're first, like, they were initially called maize, and then they're like, no, corn with a K is way cooler. I didn't know you were talking about the real thing. They called it maize, huh?
Yeah, I'm talking about that.
Well, you know why they probably called it, man.
The yellow kernels that come out. It has no nutritional value.
No, I understand that. It's not really technically even a vegetable. But you know how corn is set up? I mean, think about it. When you trace a corn kernel, it's a maize. Maybe they weren't wrong. Maybe they weren't off. Don't question my people. I'm going to start calling it maize.
If you trace it.
Pass the maze.
Zero sense.
I don't know. Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it doesn't make sense.
No, that's literally what that means.
No, it makes sense. Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it doesn't make sense.
I'll tell you what doesn't make sense. Ready? And we're going to end the show off this.
Go.
Okay, boomer.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so there's generations that are saying that kind of odd in between boomers and millennials or hard Karens and shit. And I just want to end on this thought, essentially. Categorizing every person by some negative connotation of an overly generalized age group might be the most shitty, frustrating, complicated bullshit on the internet. I like memes and shit, but this shit, it's annoying.
Yeah, and the fact that people are even getting triggered by it, I don't get it. I think it just kind of adds to the fuel that is this generation gets mad about everything, and this generation just has no decency for anything. It's just, it's not, just stop. I don't get it. The whole generational thing, someone was just talking about this recently, and they're like, "You're a millennial." And I'm like, "Yeah." And they're like, "Oh, what's the one that comes in between this and that and this and that?" I don't fucking
human
know.
Beings.
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah.
It wasn't even trying to be like all like one love, which I say, but that's not what I was trying to do. I was just like, who gives a shit? That's a person that's 20 years older. That's a person that's 30 years younger. That's a person that's, who gives a shit what you are? I hate you all.
Sure.
That's not true.
But hey, man, for those of you who come to the table and you get invited in places and stuff, we hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. Don't be fighting on Black Friday.
Nah, right. But if you do, though, don't take a bullshit video. Like, make sure it makes it to World Star.
Break the fight up. Get in between them. Let's get it on. And then,
dude, make sure that shit's really choreographed, like, real nicely. So if you're going to fight, wait for someone to pull out a decent bone. Maybe the iPhone 11.
Yeah, you're going to fight over an Instapot? You better come out there swinging some pans, all
right? I understand that's why the iPhone 11 came out when it did, though, right? Like, they're ready for Black Friday. That shit's quality camera. They're going to make some real banger videos.
He's pulling the Stephen Hawking sitting in chair, and he's just like, you know what I love? I love tattooed assholes and poor people fighting in Walmarts, and that's all that dude wants to watch, man.
Fucking A on that. No, that's the most Thanksgiving thing that we can end it on, man. That's what I'm talking about. Don't guys, do anything I want to do. And one love to all of y'all. Happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble. Gobble, gobble. You guys have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for listening. Like, share, subscribe.